So great watching the England-Mexico game again. From zeros to heroes. We were all saying England was shit last week. They don't know what they're doing. And suddenly, after one game, heroes. Zeros to heroes in 90 minutes. It's remarkable how that happens. And it should make us feel slightly ashamed, really, for thinking they were shit. They weren't shit. They were just trying their best, I'm sure. But you know, at that level, the World Cup, things can go wrong. What we always forget when we're watching our own team play sport is this. Other teams can also play sport. We're not the only ones who can play football. Other teams can play football. What, even DR Congo? Yes, even DR Congo. Patronising, you know. And also, you don't know the pressure that people are under in that situation. None of us do. Apart from me, of course. I'm under that kind of pressure night after night doing stand-up. Talk about altitude at Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. I'm up on this stage night after night. They talk about heat. Have you done stand-up in a room with no air conditioning? As global warming kicks in, I know what those boys are feeling. And they're not shit. It's hard. You know, what we both do is hard. Let's face it, we're the best. We are the best at what we do, so we're not shit. I'm not shit, anyway, ever. I'm the best comedian in the world. I'm better than all the rest. Particularly those rubbish comedians from DR Congo. Embarrassing, mate. Oh, I'm from DR Congo. Isn't it funny when you're in DR Congo in the jungle? Get off, mate. Do the umbongo joke, you hack. Anyway, I'm sorry, boys. I'm sorry, you're not shit after all. You're just like me. You're actually the very best.